This is GQDN for Thursday, May 16th, 2024. Brought to you today by Audible. Go get your free credit. audibletrial.com/thegroupquest. By swiftenergy.gg. Create drink mixes. Go get the drink mixes. Yes, get them. And then go put in the code QUEST in the coupon code. You get 25% off of your purchase. Very good stuff, like I'm drinking right now. Good stuff. Great stuff. By patreon.com/thegroupquest. Once again, lots of great stuff up there too. And by stackup.org. In today's news, which there is a lot, people, so bear with me. We have some possible PlayStation 2 games coming to PlayStation Plus. A game could be delayed. And a preview of the Summer Games Fest. But we begin today with PC Gamer. And they're saying that about a week after some closures in Microsoft, Activision is opening up a new gaming studio. And guess what? It will not make Call of Duty. So Microsoft now owns Activision, and Activision did launch a new internal studio that is called Elsewhere Entertainment. And they are charged to focus, quote, on creating a new narrative-based and genre-defining AAA franchise, end quote. The new studio is based in Warsaw, Poland, and it is made with some storytelling people who have worked on the games called The Last of Us, Uncharted, The Witcher, Cyberpunk, Destiny, and Tom Clancy's The Division, and Far Cry. So here's what Activision did say in a post. Quote, the new studio has full access to Activision's resources and tools as it continues to increase production and development. Elsewhere is opening a search for best-in-class talent from across the industry and around the world to help create a state-of-art and next-generation gaming experience. So we'll see what happens with that one. But GameSpot, sticking with Microsoft, did say that they are not pushing for red lines for the games that will be going to PlayStation and Nintendo and other platforms. And that's according to Windows Central. The Microsoft CEO, Satya Nadella, and the CFO, Amy Hood, were mandating the margins across all departments. And that included the franchises like Minecraft and Call of Duty that have been on some platforms after Microsoft purchased their developers. And the conversation is reportedly involving putting even more games on rival platforms like Nintendo or PlayStation. Now, they do have a plan that is codenamed Latitude and is focused on moving the Xbox games to other platforms. And there are already more Microsoft games that will be coming over to PlayStation itself. So we shall see what happens with that. And yes, I will know about it because I got a PlayStation. Well, of course, it's GQDN as well. But what games could be there? Well, PlayStation Lifestyle thinks that it could be Forza, Halo, and some other things. Because Jez Corden from Windows Central brought up Halo and did suggest that the Sea of Thieves success on the PS5 could see Halo Infinite land on the platform as well. So, once again, we'll see what happens. Now, we got a little bit of layoffs. GamesRadar.com did say that the game called Palia could be on the rocks because the studio that made it is looking at a 40% reducing staff. And that Singularity 6 is going to get some cutbacks within the next 9 months. Because Singularity 6 is the studio that was behind Palia. And they did let go of 36 employees, which is 40% of its workforce. And they could be leaving the future of the game because that could be on the rocks. So that is indeed going on. Now let's get to some brighter news. Yeah, we're going to be going back and forth a bit because the Summer Games Fest, it has been confirmed that GTA 6 could be there along with Xbox, PlayStation will all be in attendance during the show. Well, that's the note from GamesRadar. But they also said that we have some hosts that you could tune in on June 8th for the future game shows. It's going to be a busy week. Well, let's go to the Summer Games Fest first. Because in a press release, Summer Games Fest did announce, quote, there are more than 55 of the world's leading video game companies, end quote, because they're going to be in Los Angeles. And the showcase begins on June 7th. And you can also get the rundown there with us, because we know where to get the Summer Games Fest schedule. But for now, they will have the GTA 6 publisher 2K, and hopefully with a trailer of GTA 6 that is not confirmed. Not confirmed. But Bandai Namco could be showing some Elden Ring Shadow of the Erdtree ahead of its June 21st launch. And Capcom could be showing some Monster Hunter Wild. Ubisoft's going to be there. Steam's going to be there. HoYoverse is going to be there. And Warner Brothers Games is going to be there, along with some other studios. But like I said before, PlayStation and Xbox will also be in attendance. And that will have some deep dives in the Call of Duty game. Now, Summer Games Fest will be on June 7th. It'll be on YouTube, Twitch, TikTok, Twitter, and Steam. That'll be at 5 o'clock EST, and that's 2 o'clock Pacific time. But right around that time is also the Future Game Show, and GamesRadar did say that the two hosts will be there, and that'll be Roger Clark and Britt Baron. Roger Clark was Arthur Morgan in Red Dead Redemption 2, and Britt Baron was Tifa Lockhart in Final Fantasy VII Rebirth. And that showcase will be on Saturday, June 8th at 12 p.m. Pacific Time, 3 p.m. EST, and that'll be a part of the Summer Games Fest 2024 schedule. Once again, you can see it on Twitch, YouTube, Facebook, TikTok, so on and so forth. So maybe we could see some games there. Like maybe, according to GameSpot, Assassin's Creed Shadows. Because according to them, you will still need an online connection to install the physical copies. Well, that was spotted by the GameStop people, and they saw it on the bottom left corner of the box. It did say that it required some internet connection to install the game. And Ubisoft did confirm that, and so did the PlayStation Store. But the PlayStation Store said in order to play the game, you would need an internet connection. Ubisoft said, not true. The game can be played offline, but you need it to install the game. In fact, Ubisoft's been doing that for a while, because Avatar's Frontiers Pandaria and Star Wars Outlaws will be like that too. Now, if you enjoyed Dead by Daylight, would you like to see more Dungeons and Dragons content? DualShockers did say the director would like to do that, because there was a press conference that Game Rant was at, and the Behavior Interactive senior creative director Dave Richard was approached by the question if players would interact with Stranger Things, Vecna, something like that, sorry, and if that character had some dialogue in the game. Richard said, quote, that would be cool, but no, end quote. But he did show his desire to continue the partnership with Dungeons & Dragons, and that would include the campaign setting Ravenloft, which would have a special interest for both Dungeons & Dragons and Dead by Daylight. And that is something that the team was indeed looking to do, as in both teams were looking to do, because Richard was talking to Matthew Cote, and after their meeting, Cote did say, quote, it's not impossible. We made some great friends at Wizard of the Coast. So if you want Dead by Daylight Dungeons & Dragons, it will come to you on June the 3rd. But they are playable now on Steam. Now, Pure Xbox did talk of some troubling times at Ubisoft, because they canceled The Division Heartland, so that way they could focus on other titles. And that was after the earnings call at Ubisoft, and they said that The Division Heartland has been canceled, because that has been in development for a good number of years at Redstorm Entertainment, and Heartland was going to be free to play, and that would have been a extraction-themed spinoff on the Ubisoft's Division series. So here's what they said about it, quote, in a post. After careful consideration, we have made the tough call to halt development on Tom Clancy's The Division Heartland, effective immediately. Our priority now is to support the talented team members at our Red Storm Entertainment studio, who will be transitioning to new projects within our company, including X Defiant and Rainbow Six. Now we're going to get to some good things, because Madden NFL 25, according to IGN, has said it is coming on August 12th, or maybe August 16th. Now, I said August 12th because that's the deluxe edition, but August 16th, that'll be for PC, PlayStation 5, and Xbox Series X and S. Now, they have not uncovered the athletes for the cover just yet, but that will be happening because EA knows that this is the biggest game that they have. Now, Hardcore Gamer did say that there's a game coming next week. If you like space, okay, it's not Star Wars, it's Star Trek, and that'll be on Steam next week. In fact, the game is called Star Trek Resurgence, and it'll be coming May 23rd. That'll include the Captain's Edition, and that'll include an art book, and soundtrack. So, if you're interested, go get it. Now, if you're into esports, well, got a little bit of the esports corner too, because Esports Insider did say that Riot Games and Cisco did expand the League of Legends esports partnership. That's the full title. Now, Riot Games did secure a multi-year deal with Cisco back in 2020, but it looks like that they've done it again because Cisco has been named the official security partner of League of Legends esports. Riot Games are now with them in full, because the two companies will have some new opportunities for some technology professionals with the supporting programs that would include Cisco's Network Academy, and Riot Games will also be able to use the Cisco's Thousand Eyes solution that would identify and troubleshoot some problem areas. So David Muhal of Riot Games, the global head of business development and esports partnership, did talk about the deal. Quote, "Over the past 4 years, Cisco's revolutionary network, The Realm, has lived up to the change of the game moniker that we strive to deliver our fans and pros at every esports event. Cisco's technology is central in creating the near zero ping environment our pro teams demand to compete at their highest level, in which in turn makes for the best viewing experience of our fans around the world. As we look forward to incredible MSI finals this weekend, I'm thrilled that we can trust our long-standing partnership with Cisco to continue to deliver all the epic moments our fans live for," end quote. Now, after that, wouldn't you like a sale? Polygon.com did say that Alan Wake 2 and the Prince of Persia, The Lost Crown, is getting some discounts in the Epic Mega Sale. So, this will last for 4 weeks, and it'll be from May 16th, starting at 11 a.m., to June 13th at 11 a.m., both Eastern Time. So, here is what is going to be on sale or is free. Dragon Age Inquisition is free, because that showed up alongside the Epic Mega Sale. Now, what else is on sale? It's Alan Wake 2, 20% off, that's $40. Expeditions, a Mudrunner game, $32. Skull and Bones, $30. Dead Island 2, $30. And Prince of Persia, The Lost Crown, $30. So, if you want those sales, go check them out. Okay, maybe we'll go to Rumorville. So we need to pack up the car, people. On down the road to PlayStation Lifestyle.net. And they're saying that it is a rumor, but the PlayStation 2 emulator is now outdated by the PlayStation Store. So maybe you could see more PlayStation 2 games on PlayStation Plus Premium for some purchases. So that could happen. Like I said, I'll know about it. Oh, and Nintendo Everything, just to close this long bad boy out, said that the Core Keeper release date has been set. So once again, this is going to be on Switch. It's Core Keeper, and the early access will come to Switch on August 27th. So if you're into that game, you can go find it on your Nintendo Switch and your Nintendo account on the Nintendo Store. Yes, it was a long one. This has been a Dawn Forge production, 2024. All rights are reserved, people. We'll have more gaming news tomorrow. Until then, go play some games, people. Bye.